I came. I couldn't help it. I fucking came, and I came hard. And it felt like I was at high tide at the beaches of Napoli, and the biggest fucking tidal wave crashed on top of me. It crashed on top of me, and I came. And I'm sure she must have noticed the feminine scent. The feminine scent caused by my event. And I'm sure she must have noticed the feminine scent. The feminine scent caused by my event. Orgasming. Orgasming. I came. My panties were soaked. I came. My panties were soaked. And I'm sure she must have noticed the feminine scent. The feminine scent caused by my event. And I'm sure she must have noticed the feminine scent. The feminine scent caused by my event. I came. My panties were soaked. I came.
Goddamn Wyatt.
My panties were soaked. Orgasming.
Listen, I'm glad that I didn't have the video on because I had something inappropriately on wearing. I was dressed inappropriately, and I am very glad because it was very embarrassing, and I'm very glad that I my higher power share prevented me from embarrassing myself in such a way. No, that song is not new. It's quite old, from Joanne Schroeder. I listened to it. I haven't heard from it in a while. I see Brian Place is out there. Is that Brian Place? Brian Place, look, you know what, something? I've been using your placemat all this time. What do you call this thing with the click? What do you call that? The mouse pad. I've been using your mouse pad all this time for like over a year. Remember I yelled at you and said nobody needs mouse pads? Well, I use it anyways, because I got this new mouse for the carpal tunnels. You see, the carpal tunnels click. And so it doesn't work with the old mouse pad, which had a goddamn hand rest. Sorry, I'm losing it. Listen. So, hi, Brian. Welcome back to the program. I know you had Windows. His excuse for not being able to listen to the program for a year was because of Windows Vista. Yeah, I know. Video, what? Video of made by a man in the highlight. Me eating. I think I'm mentally unbalanced today because I'm feeling a little bit. Look, I don't care about fucking Brian Wright's managed to see that Ann Coulter said she would campaign for Hillary. Do not promote that woman on my show, and I'm not referring to Hillary, I'm referring to Ann Cunthor. She just says whatever she has to say because she's desperate with her little vulture hands to get publicity. And you little pawns will do exactly what she says and talk about her. That's all she wants is for you to talk about her. She is an irrelevant, ugly, hag going straight to her Judeo-Christian hell when she dies of anorexia nervosa, or whatever it's called, in a few years. So don't fucking tell me about her. I don't fucking give a shit. Jesus Christ. Not in the mood to be yelled at. You think I'm in the mood to fucking yell? Jesus Christ. God. Christ. Anyway. I love her. She's the campiest thing ever. Well, she is campy, but loving her is a terrible thing. I think we lost Brian, the one that mentioned them. I think he got his feelings hurt. Let's have a pity party for Brian. He said bye. Nobody's still there. Do you want a pity party? You were not booted. Oh, not by me, you weren't. All right, censor off. I see that human dog isn't doing his job, so I will do it. Sounds like I have to do everything, though, but that's okay. That's fine. I don't mind. But look, I have a surprise for y'all, for you-ins. Okay, look at this mess. See? Now watch. Just like the old days, olden days. Am I recording? Yes. Speaking of... Hello? Can you hear me? I got the wireless on. Can you hear it okay? Audience? Hello? I don't think it sounds as loud as it's... I think it's okay. Yeah, is it? Okay. Now I'm going to make tea, you fucking asshole. Who said that? Who said coffee? Miss Taffy, you should know better. Tea is pre-show. I mean, coffee's pre-show. Yeah? Yeah, yeah? Listen, so I wanted to talk about nothing today, so I think that's what I'll do. Absolutely fucking nothing. I can't hear you if you talk. How would I hear you? There's nothing to hear. God damn it. Can you hear me, bitches? If you can't, tough shit. The problem is you still can't see me when I go into the kitchen with the teapot. I'm just going to turn the water on. I'll wave to make the program interesting for all three people watching. Let's see. So anyway, I got a vagina on and it smells. Oh, I wanted to talk about my yoga. You know, there's this wonderful podcast called Yoga Amazing. And I've been doing it. This fucking faucet goes so goddamn slow. It's like a goddamn, my period blood. Now my phone fucking beeping? What the fuck is that? So, I heard a phone beep. Where is it? Where's the goddamn phone? I heard you. I heard the goddamn beep. Where's this fucking beep? Just, if your name isn't coming up, type /Nick/the cunt. Or whatever your name is. Where's that fucking phone? I heard you beep. I heard you, you fucking beeper. Listen, everyone. So I'm gonna, this requires a little bit of visual aids. Let's do this. This is tricky. What is this mess? God damn it. Fuck. All right, can you see me, Papa? Okay. So I was doing my downward facing prolapse like this, and I'm going, but it was after I did a neti pot. I'm not going to do it now because I really don't feel like it's my business to come off. And so I was like, you know, to get the, there was some residual schnatz left over in my nasal cavities, right? And I was bent over doing the, are you judging me? Are you judging me? Are you judging my mess? Fuck you. Super Turds Day tomorrow. Super Duper Turds Day. I'm a lesbian. We're slobs. Don't you fucking get it, you idiot? I had to carefully place all of this mess here. It was sparkling clean. I have a lot to talk about. Remind me to talk about turkey burgers, logies, Chinese men without legs. Oh, and Kennedy's saying cunt. All of this happened to me this weekend. Hello. I got all this to talk about this week, and I said all this. But first of all, the logie. So I was doing that, so I'm doing my downward facing lips. Oh, wait, I'm gone off the program now. Hold on. Fucking bitches judging my house. Fuck you. So I was doing my downward facing dog, and then when I looked back later in my practice, I call it a practice, there was this giant logie here. a schnot, about as big as maybe a dime, all gooey, and it was like, what do you call them, menstrual things? Clot. It was like a clot, but it wasn't red. It was a sort of a yellow-green pewter. And it was gorgeous. And it made me proud, because I feel, you know, whenever something comes out of your body and it's huge, it makes you want to, you know, abort something else or something. Get fucked. All right, hold on. I'm getting the tea. I love how I put my tea cup in the fridge, in the dishwasher. And then I don't wash the dishes because there's not enough in there. So then I take it out while it's still dirty, which is completely retorted. Okay, the tea, water is ready. Talk amongst yourselves. Okay, let's see here. The vagina. This is self-cleaning. Your mother with stinker. I found some old videos from me and Hagatha from 2002, 2001, never edited from the Halsted Street Fair. Four tapes where we made people answer questions on the streak about that they fuck dogs and stuff. So I'm going to be working on editing that this week. Also, I'm going to be editing your mother, eating my cunt out. I think that'll be great. All of your mothers. And you can get fucked. So that's that. That's neither there nor there. And your mother's fat. Sorry. Hello. Yes, that's correct, Ms. Taffy. Hagatha is the big ass from Mommy Kills Beth. She's a pathetic creature. Coming over tomorrow, in fact, to do more lesbian advice with me. Weather permitting. The weather's been horrible here. Oh, that's another thing I have to talk about. Snow. Can you see me? Okay. Snow. Oh, I have the Brian Place mat is upside down. Okay. Critical information regarding your account. Get fucked. Okay. I don't think I want to be near you today, this computer. So let's pour the water into the tea. And fuck yourselves. This is a, we're having, God, I shouldn't look up because what if I spill it on my vagina? My vagina. I heard that fucking beeping again. Oh, I'm going to cry. I know it's not in my pants because I was using it earlier to play with my joiner. This is, what do you call, not jade, what is the word? Jasmine tea. This is the jasmine tea. Okay. Jasmine. Oh, but Jesus Christ, people are writing books on the goddamn chat room. Self-cleaning vaginas use approximately 900 degrees Fahrenheit to burn off spills left over from baking. That's a self-cleaning oven, not a vagina. God, people are so goddamn dumb sometimes. Can't fucking take it. Quit looking at my fat ass and butt humps. Where's that fucking phone? Oh, good. I found the phone. Oh, it's from Alvaro, the Italian Greyhound play person. He's the one that organizes the Italian Greyhound play groups in Miami. Doggy Monday, bring your kids to play blank and blank streaks from 6 to 8. And if you have pictures of Art Deco weekend of my kids, bring them. Oh, they had a doggy prolapse day when they had a walk on the Art Deco district in South Beach with dogs. So they all marched with their Italian Greyhounds together, and I missed it. Because I live here, thank God. Anyway, you're all faggots out there. I'm a lesbian with food allergies. What's the problem, Chris? What are you Christing about? What are you using your own name in vain for, huh? What's the problem? What's Christ? What's with Christ? Let me switch back to this regular fucking microphone, you goddamn assholes. Hello? Oh, that sounds better to me. Do you have visiting angel? You don't fucking tell me. You're the one that told me lesbians have messy homes, and that's fine. Don't fucking pretend to me you're disappointed by my mess, Chris Weigel. Please. I know what time it is. Fuck. Bitches. See, what have you got to say about that? Nothing. See? All right. It's very hot in here. Very hot. Maybe it got hot outside. 34 degrees. You know, ever since I upgraded to this Leopard, when I check the weather, it goes away. And I have to go restart the widget. It's the weirdest thing. Anyway. Okay. Someone didn't get their vagina eaten out this weekend. Oh, Bicycle Marcus there. He said, hot flashes. Yeah, I think so. That's true. Hot flashes for sure. For food prep, 4 pills and a half, slice of banana, hot flashes. Howdy, FFS, don't flap your bingo wings. Oh, me either. No penis sucking. Don't fucking depress me, Miss Tavi. I don't want to hear about this fucking dearth of sex. Is it a dearth? Is that right? When you have no sex? Is that a dearth or a girth? Or it's because of a girth that you have a dearth? By the way, before this program, you were watching Dr. Atomic, if you were there. It was a recording made in the Amsterdam production. Legally, thank you. It's perfectly legal, perfectly normal. Oh my God, I have so many stories today. I talked about the Logie I shot onto the green screen, right? And I picked it off before it got hard, thank God. But that was wonderful. I really enjoyed that. I don't know if they say that all across these other countries that were to watch me. But a Logie is it can be either a hawker or some small piece of schnott that gets somehow unstuck from your nasal crevache or your esophage, the part with the air and the esophagus, air windpipe, at an extremely high velocity. They call that a Logie if it's from the upper respiratory area, or a hawker if it's from the lower. I sometimes call mine Condoleezza Rice, but this one was not that color. All right, so anyway, Logie. Listen, so I have a Kennedy story. This is very interesting, and I need to prepare you for this. I have a Kennedy story. Has it been 3 minutes since I poured my tea waters? I have a Kennedy story. And a peg leg Chinese story. Am I allowed to tell that? Yeah, I think so. So I was at dinner with Bill, my friend Bill Haddad. And we were at this bar / restaurant called Bistro Zonk, or Zinc. Not a reference to Zinka Milanoff, but rather a reference to the Zinc that I suppose, supposedly, and Jeffrey Taylor isn't here, supposedly the French refer to their bars as the Zinc. Is that right? Someone from France? Yeah. Oh, we have a celebrity in the room. Somebody who knew his children's nanny. I have all reverence for you. Can I finger your hole? Be that a vagina or an anus? All right. Anyway, has it been 3 minutes? Let me put a period here just to make sure I'm still alive. Okay. Ow, it's too hot. So Kennedy. So I was sitting over at in the restaurant Bistro Zonk over Rush Street, and near Russian Division, across from the Buddhists. Not Zinc, Zinc, Z-I-N-C. It's made of, it's at the metal zinc. Supposedly. Traditional French bars are made of zinc, so they call it the Zinc, the Zinc. But I don't know, Jeffrey Taylor, who's from France, isn't here right now, or he would be able to tell us. And I guess Bicycle Mark doesn't know. Period blood. What the hell are you talking about? This is the Citizen Reporter talking about period blood. Don't know. Well, you're very useful researcher. Very useful researcher. Extremely. All right, we're back on the Zinc. So I was at this restaurant. It's called Bistro Zinc. Okay, because of the Zinc and because it's a bistro. I was there with Bill Haddad, who lives down the street. His wonderful sister, Susan, who is wonderful. And she's also a crazy dog person like me. And she has the box at the opera next to Dawn Clark Netsch, who ran for governor and lost. I occasionally used to sit in the box next door when I was a guest by Jack, who was also at our table. Jack has a box too, but he usually takes the young man's, if you know what I mean. So I only get to go when it's Wagner and nobody else wants to go to the fucking thing. But anyway, Susan's there. And then this person named Tom, who's some sort of a Northwestern professor or something. And then there's this Chinese named Eric. Eric is extremely tragic. Now, I call him Peg Leg Fong because he has a missing leg. The problem is, the reason the leg is missing is because he went with undiagnosed diabetes for God knows how many years until one day he had gangrene in his leg and they had to chop it off. So this is a person that's an expert in denial. Now, the problem is the entire meal, Asian American, you can call him that on your program, he was a Chinese on mine. You sit next to him and call him an Asian American. It's an insult to them. So anyway, the entire meal, he's coughing up pieces of lung. Like, I mean, severely coughing. Like, and he's sitting next to me going, seriously, just like that, the entire meal. Spittle and chunks going all over the goddamn place, and I'm sitting next to him. So all I could do, now, you know me, I have to make faces. So I immediately look at the faces of all my fellow dinner guests, expecting a reaction, because when disastrous things happen at a table, I have to connect with somebody psychically in order to relieve myself of this pressure, of this ridiculousness, by connecting with another human. So I look. Bill, no reaction. Tom, no reaction. Jack, no reaction. Susan, no reaction. I'm alone with this man hurling chunks at the table and at me. So I lift up my menu. Let's say, like so. Machine disbursement, check voucher. And I'm going like this, like Wonder Woman shielding herself from bullets. Shielding myself from Chinese paphlegm. Like this. And these people are pretending nothing's going on. No, this is just normal. Perfectly normal. How's that? Maybe I can reach the tea now. Ow, ow, ow! Teapot. Andy Melton is retarded. I don't know, he's not here, but Andy Melton is a very fat person that often listens to this program. You can reach him at andynotandrew.net, I think. Is that Norm Augustinus? Or is it somebody saying Norm Augustinus? Norm has the best show out right now. It is so good. So good. His most recent podcast, normaugustinus.com, you have to hear it. It's so mean towards women. I love it. Because women are horrible, and I'm one. I should know. Remind me to tell you about the turkey burger, please. Oh, he's not Norm. Oh, what good are you then to me? So Andy makes this video called Creamed Honey, and somebody sent him a huge pot of creamed honey, which, you know, I would actually use, too. I love the cream honey. I get it from Whole Foods. But because I'm not on welfare like Andy Melton, I just get tapes. Andy keeps sending you Polaroids of his rash? Yes, it's true. And so Andy made this video and he of making tea with this new tea, creamed honey. And he uses a tablespoon of honey per cup. But anyway, and he has a tea maker that Christian from the Saturn cast sent him. A tea maker. A machine that makes tea. It's an actual machine with like a switch for the, I mean, all you do for tea is you stick some goddamn leaves in a and he's using tea bags. Why the fuck do you need a machine to make tea when all you have to do is boil fucking water? Use one of these things, which is electric, even though it's made out of the PVC and probably kill me. Not to mention all the Chinese it took to make it, but they probably have, they're probably coughing up lung also and annoying people. So anyway, a tea maker, and then so I tell Andy, did you buy your thyroid medicine? No, he says. No, I drink green tea because it's good for your metabolism. Oh my God, 400 pounds, and he's worried about green tea. Did you get your thyroid medicine? No. Oh, no, that's too expensive because, you know, I don't have health insurance. This is, of course, America. Welcome. Welcome to America, libertarians. No, why should the government provide health insurance? We need fat people to take green tea and eat all our food. I was this close to telling him that he's the cause of global warming and that fat people are as responsible for global warming as factories. In fact, worse, because one fat person, if you look at it, one fat person equals pollution. A company equals one person. So even though they produce way more pollution than a fat person does via sphincteral gas, it's still only one person legally. But Andy's one person, and he just keeps farting, so that's worse. Thank you. I am here all week. Try the veal, and don't forget to tip your waiter. What? Huh? Andy traps all of his solid gas waste under the covers. I worked with this girl who used... This is Taffy. I used to work with this girl who used an entire roll of toils paper in an 8-hour shift. True, true, says Bicycle Mark. Tennessee Dutch oven, my legs hurt. These streams of consciousness, group streams, are fascinating, I really think. Anyway. Hello. Yoo-hoo! So Fongadong, as I like to call him, is hurling logies at me. And then he's like, oh, I had the life... No, what was it? That I had a tip where Tristan is older, and he's older, and he was waiting to run into you so I could give it to you. For 6 months, I had it in my car. I'm like, I already have Tristan, and it's older with Kirsten Flagstaff. I don't need it from you. Stop coughing on me. But I think the guy has undiagnosed lung cancer. No, there's a point to this. Undiagnosed lung cancer. And then we start to have this talk about religion. I don't know where it came from. And you know how my views on religion. I view the goddess as the ultimate deity because she has a vagina. She represents the earth. Whereas Judeo-Christian religions represent the penis, the man overcoming nature, which is bullshit. So I opt, whenever possible, for female, vaginal, pagan-style religions. If... You have to. I mean, I don't give a fuck. I don't have that narrow definition of anything. But some people have to define it. Remind me about the turkey burger, because it goes back to the Women's Music Festival in Michigan and lesbians, which, of course. Somebody got excited. I said Michigan. Yay, Michigan! Yay, Michigan! I may come to Michigan. Anyway, only if I can get to the Women's Music Festival, but that's for later, maybe tomorrow if I don't get turded. Okay. Yeah, come to Boston. I've been to Boston several times. It's the most boring city I've ever been to in my life, next to Evansville, Indiana. Well, outside of Indiana, Boston is the most boring city I've ever been to. Everything in Indiana is more boring than anything I've ever been to anywhere else in the world. But Boston, all I remember is everybody goes to bed at like 10 p.m. And there's like one restaurant where everybody eats, the Clam Bake or something, at Faneuil Hall where Kennedy used to eat pearls or something, pearl jam. I don't know. Bullshit. I can perform that. If you get me a gig, I will definitely come. Absolutely. I need to perform. Seriously. In fact, that goes for anywhere. You get me a gig to perform in front of a live audience, I am so there. Seriously. Even if it's London. Because that's what I want to go back to stage performance. This is such fucking bullshit in this goddamn house. People are so fucking nuts. Okay, don't tell me I need to perform there and I need to perform there and there. Set it up and I will do it, okay? But I am not... Would you be open to performing at a GLBT comedy night? Yeah, of course I'd be open to it. Absolutely. All right. Yes, we were discussing Andy Melton's bout. I don't think there was anything other to discuss other than the fact that he uses a tea maker to drink green tea, to prepare green tea, which is going to improve his thyroid. thus removing the extra 250 pounds from his body instead of the thyroid medicine, which really he's probably making up that he needs anyway. Oh, there's Andy. Hi, Andy. So I was just talking about your issue with green tea, thyroids, what do you call that? Creamed honey and a tea machine. What a mess, Andy. Don't pretend you're not there. I see you. There's two of you. Don't pretend. Oh, no, there's one of you again. And then I got to tell you about one. I'm not going to get anywhere with this. I'll finish the story about. So Eric says, so we're talking, I'm talking about, I prefer the deity, the female deity, blah, 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 blah. And Eric says, the coughing Asian American person says, why do you need a deity at all? Now, I was nice and I didn't say anything. I just kind of looked away and finished my steak poem frites. But I thought to myself, maybe if you had an imaginary god, maybe he or she would sort of bring you out of the denial that causes you to ignore the fact that you have diabetes and then you get your leg chopped off and that you currently have lung cancer, yet you won't even get a fucking chest x-ray because you're in denial about your own fucking mortality because you don't have a fucking deity. Not that you need one in order to do so, but if you're going to be a fucking atheist, then you better be able to deal with your own existential crap or else you're a fucking Chinese asshole who coughs on people and steals their organs. You know, he probably thinks, oh, I can just get an organ from someone. Did you get anyone to wash off your rear thighs? Yes. Oh, I'm going to Bikram yoga tonight. That's where you sweat. That should be really stinky. 35 minutes. I think I'm going to end, guys. I think I'm going to end, and I think we're going to finish these stories tomorrow. I've been giving you too much. Yes, I know the story. Turkey burger tomorrow. Sorry. Turkey burger tomorrow. This went too long. And food allergies, there's a lot more stories tomorrow. And I didn't even relate it to the Kennedys, Bistro Zinc. So you have to remind me of all these things tomorrow. Because the Kennedy thing, we haven't even gotten to that in the restaurant. Very interesting things. But I'm going to go because I really, really, I love how everybody's insisting I don't go. Right. But I just am sick of this. And I found that last week I was a little bit annoyed. I felt like a little annoyed with the program. I need to do it shorter to stay fresh, stay more lesbian about it, and maybe some. I need to stick things up my ass right now because I feel like I've got a turd blocking my colon. Yes, yes, Cher. I really am doing Bikram at Ohm by the Ohm on the Range at 5. I'll stay in the chat room for a minute, but I'm shutting off the program.